This has been my dream since I was 7.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't matter what age. Just do it. My obsession with travel is totally married to being an artist. And it was exactly what I had imagined.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your host, Paisa Noel, and welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS, a talk show based in LA, California, where most of the guests reside. Also a talk show where we always find that laugh. I am stoked that we have officially arrived at PNS Season 2, themed Overcoming the Odds and Pursuing Passion. In addition, PNS viewers and listeners have now been named, drumroll, Paisa Noel Show Passion Propellers and Bold Beauties. You may be saying, what do that mean? Well, all that means is that you are bold, beautiful, and not just pursuing, but propelling your passion. And if you're not, quote unquote, yet, I think you will after hearing these stories. Throughout my journey as a former professional dancer turned talk show creator, I have met some fascinating people with inspiring stories. Let's dive on in and hear them. Peace out.
It was a football player that was with the Panthers that I accidentally met. And he said to me something amazing. He said, if you're out there killing it, making all the plays every week, you feel great. He said, real champions are the ones who know how to deal with the off times. And he was 100% right. He had gotten an injury that could have ruined his career. And he chose not to allow that to happen. That's amazing. The people that I've met with that story are just hundreds, you know? You hit that little bump, you dust off and figure it out. And from that, if you look down at the trees, so you see the whole forest, you can see we're doing all of these little things.
Yes.
Added up to where I am now. This has been my dream since I was 7.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 7.
Oh my gosh, I'm really, I really want to cry. Wow.
Isn't it cool though? And it's, you know, but it's also because I'm always surrounded. My sister, they talked about, oh my God, we must talk 6 times a day. She started her company when she was 58.
What kind of company does she have?
It's a type of health-based call center, but it's for women's health, and they involve counseling and all of this. It's very forward-thinking. She's way ahead of the track. And she started a nonprofit during 2020 to be able to offer psychological counseling, nutritional counseling, all sorts of different things. She's pretty remarkable. So, you know, again, it doesn't matter how old you are or really how young you are. Here's an example. So this is Honey. We've got a girl that lives at Mount Holly. She was the youngest beekeeper at 9 years old. She's 14 and she has a line of raw honey, elderberry syrup, all this natural healing stuff, okay? She's 14. You think she didn't have bumps? You know, they probably didn't even want to take her into the certification. It doesn't matter what age. Just do it. It's so wonderful when you do. Daddy had this expression that the hardest thing about starting something is taking the first step.
Yes.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes. Oh my gosh. How did you learn how to do like costuming, and how did you get into like that kind of thing? Because that's totally different than painting. So I'm like, man, she can do all this other stuff. Like, you're so well-rounded within the whole realm. So how did that come to be?
So in college, the fine art department would work with the theater department to design costumes. Okay. And so I always loved that, but I didn't know how to sew. And I found that there's a book for everything. Now there's a YouTube for everything, but back then we didn't have that. And so I bought a book on pattern making and sewing. And then when it got bigger, when we were doing the catalog, I found these women in Kentucky who did all our sewing for us. And they were great. I would just cut the fabric and send it to them.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You used me in one of your recent artworks. Yes. And you've met all these people. You've gotten to travel. I am so inspired because she knows the coolest people, guys. She knows, like, I've seen so many different race, genders, nationalities, religions, and just really powerful people. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that's why art is so important, because you meet people from the world. So I just want to like
share
stories, and it inspires us and helps us grow. Like, the more we're exposed, the more we grow. So I've seen her pictures and videos. So I just want to hear about those.
So what was wonderful is once the kids were grown and gone, I started applying to international artist residencies. And the first one I did was in Ireland, and that changed everything for me. The woman that started it, who's just a fabulous artist, it has become like a sister. We're so close, and it's amazing to me. We also did one in Paris. I take groups to Italy to do painting workshops there in, you know, Tuscany, where the cradle of the Renaissance, it's spectacular. You know, so my obsession with travel is totally married to being an artist. To be able to go to a place and live there for a month and work and get to know the people around you is spectacular. It does change the way you approach things. Mm-hmm. And just being a part of, totally indoctrinated into another culture and trying to find the sense of humor if you both don't necessarily speak the same language is fantastic. That's been a highlight. And I started looking for this building because of my first residency in Ireland, because my friend Olive owned her building. It had an apartment on the second and third floor. First floor was the gallery. So I had gone to visit my sister in Amsterdam She was head of global call centers for Philips Electronics. Okay. So I was there for this Kooky Queen's Day festival. It was marvelous. And we had bought champagne and these big baguette sandwiches. And I saw people watching all the festivities above the shops, obviously in apartments. And I said to my sister, this is what I want to do. I need a month. It wasn't a year later when I got the very first residency that she did. And it was exactly what I had imagined, you know? So again, you keep those great thoughts. You keep that vision of yourself. You see what you want, put your head on that person, you know, and just go for it. Mm-hmm. It's so magical the way it happens. You know, I know that sounds stupid, but it's not.
No, it doesn't. I'm just thinking of your entire story and me listening and keeping my mind open that it can happen at any time. Like, it's just so powerful for me to hear.
Well, and what's so crazy is this essential tremor of the voice has been a huge obstacle because you have to have artist talks here. And all that, this is genetic. My grandmother, who was a fabulous artist, by the way, also had it. But she kind of retreated. And I had to make the conscious decision to not retreat. Doing this, had me on high anxiety, but I have to get past every obstacle because there's somebody else who's getting past a worse one and doing it, you know. So this was my challenge today. I hate hearing it on video, but this was too important to me to talk to you again.
Yeah. Well, just to let you know, on my end, everything sounds perfect. And I'm a little emotional because of what you said, but okay, let me get through this. But I can't imagine what it would have been like without you sharing your story. And just know that, you know, many people are going to hear this story. And if you would have retreated, then your purpose wouldn't have been served as much as it's supposed to. So please never retreat. Your voice is not, you probably hear it worse than what we hear, but didn't faze me, didn't think twice about it. Like, what you were saying was so powerful that I just was, that fazed me because of all of your powerful stories. But like, never once was I thinking about, oh, her voice is tremoring or whatever you say is the issue. So I just know that that's not what we're thinking about. And what you have to say has so much power. So if you retreat, then you're letting the devil win, as people in the South say, because there's so much you need to like get out. So, yeah. You know, please keep sharing. And thank you so much for choosing to defy that odd and share on my show. Like, it really, really means a lot. It makes me happy that we are serving purpose.
Oh, anything for you, Paisa.
Thank you.
So do you want to see the painting?
Oh,
you
yeah. Let's see. Cool. Okay.
Oh, isn't this beautiful?
All right, now, y'all, to see this, make sure you go to the Paisa Noel Show YouTube page and see these amazing works and the beautiful Awakened Gallery. It is fascinating. Anyway, we're going to continue on with this interview, but be sure to go to that YouTube page to see this. It is bomb.com.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, all of them. All of them are
amazing. Yeah.
So if you guys want to keep seeing some of these works and some of her traveling pictures and stuff too, and videos, then follow her at, it's E.T. Andrus, right? Is that right?
It is.
Okay, yeah. Edith Andress, and then I'll put all of her info in the details so you can follow and see her journey, maybe connect with her if there's something you want to connect with. She's yeah. such an open spirit, so I'm super excited. Thank
you
so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm so privileged that you overcame and still did this. Like that last story, really, that was really
listen.
That was so nice.
It's I've enjoyed this. It was tough at the beginning, but I've loved it.
I like that it allowed you to go back to like all of your steps, because, you know, as you're telling them, you may, maybe there's something else that's like, oh yeah, that really connected, you know?
Well, and that's huge. Looking at the forest is the way to go, you know? Then you know, then you've got why this happened. Maybe it didn't seem positive at the time, but that took you over here, which took you over there, and brought you to where you are. It's all good.
I really was able to connect the dots when you were telling the story. So thank you so much. You helped me a lot, and you'll help others.
Yay!
All right, have a good one, and give your kids my love.
I will.
And I'm gonna have to go stalk Lawrence Page because her family is beautiful. So I gotta look.
See you later, Pisa.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, got something out of it, and found that laugh somewhere. If you are a visual person like me and you want to see these stunning guests in their interviews, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at the Pisa Noel Show PNS. If you're feeling the PNS podcast, please hook a sister up with a fantastic rate and review. Okay. They just got the option on Spotify now too. So, you know, hook a girl up. Last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Pisa Noel Show. Blessings, love, and laughter, y'all. Peace out.